crisp bacon you have now, you know, that cured sides were. And then the hams, of course, you cook it any way you wanted to, and the shoulders.
Did you have any pieces of pork that you just kept salting?
No, we didn't have the salt pork like you buy at the store now. We never tried to keep it alive. And then there'd be the ribs and backbones, and that was all good. And then we'd make a lot of sausage, and we'd have the livers. And
what did you make your sausage from? Did you?
Usually from the loin. Mm-hmm. And other scraps, but it has some fat scraps with that, and that's all we leaned on. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you use the liver for anything other than?
Yes, you make liver water, grinded with something like cookage, not grinded up. Something like seasoning, something like sausage.
Mm-hmm. What did you say that was?
Liverwort, and they call it what it's called.
Did you use the blood for anything? I guess some people use that for sausage.
Put it in sausage?
Uh-huh.
I never had sausage.
Did you do anything with the head of the pig?
Make head cheese or souse. some call it souse, you know. Head cheese, I think, is the proper name for it.
And did you use the juice from head cheese for anything?
We might put a little of it in the head cheese and pack it down in order to be solid. You just slice it. Cut out and slice it. Uh-huh. Put it in the jars.
And with the head of the pig, did you do anything? What did you call a part around the jaws?
Well, jaw, or Joe, some call it Joe, but it's spelled J-A-W-L, I believe it's the proper way to spell it.
And did you cook that in any special way, or?
We usually cure those like the other, and then boil it with the vegetables, beans, or things like that. That's the best way to do it.
Did you have a tradition that you have to have some of that on New Year's?
No, I don't. Well, they have to have black-eyed peas on New Year's.
Yeah. You gotta dip right in and get them. You mentioned bacon. What did you call the outside part? Sometimes the hair was still on it.
Oh no, the hair was taken off, you know, it's scalded.
Well, I'm just familiar with the commercial kind.
Yeah, and take that all off. And then, well, it's called bacon rind.
Uh-huh. And did you have any special word for the bacon when you cut it up in little strips?
No, I don't know what we did.
Did you ever lose any meat?
Yes, sometimes.
And what would happen to it?
Well, sometimes they have a warm spell, you know, and it just simply spoils somewhere. And one time, you know, the rats used to come into this country and just nearly take the country. Huh. Maybe for 2 or 3 years, and then it all disappeared. And we butchered 4 big hogs. And Mr. Beeson sold it down, and you know, we've told him about the big wooden boxes they used to ship. The old big box, and I thought it was full of pork. He sold it down. I tried to get him to hang it up and smoke it. Well, he said, I've just not got time. I said, I'll just nail blanks.